Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I'm Will Self, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. We start with some huge news out of Baltimore. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Ravens quarterback and reigning league MVP Lamar Jackson testing positive for COVID-19. Jackson won't play Sunday against the undefeated Steelers. Robert Griffin III is expected to start according to Rap Sheet. RG3's last start, coincidentally, came against Pittsburgh in Week 17 last season. The Ravens have been dealing with several players testing positive for COVID this week. In Arizona, Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald testing positive for COVID-19 as well and will miss Sunday's game against the Patriots. Fitzgerald hasn't missed a game since the 2014 season when a sprained MCL ended his consecutive games played streak at 110. Fitzgerald is coming off one of his most productive games of the season when he posted 8 receptions for 62 yards with a season-high 10 targets in the Cards' 7-point loss to the Seahawks. Bears head coach Matt Nagy is not ready to name a starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Packers, so time is ticking. We want to know who's going to be under center. Well, Nagy says they're still evaluating Nick Foles, who was injured in Week 10. Mitchell Trubisky took full reps during practice yesterday. For more on these stories and all you need to know who to start and who to sit on your fantasy teams, make sure to check out NFL.com for the very latest. Week 12 action kicking off on Thanksgiving. We have a new leader in the NFC East, thanks in part to a controversial play call by the Cowboys.
Here comes Tim Sutton.
Oh, they got a fake punt. Snap it back to Thompson, and he runs a reverse. Coming right, Cedric Wilson, and he's going to lose yardage. Oh. From their own 24.
That was crazy.
Hands off to Antonio Gibson, who streaks down the sideline. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! 24-yard touchdown run, Antonio Gibson.
With Dallas trailing 20-16 early in the fourth quarter, that fake punt from their own 23-yard line combined with Washington rookie running back Antonio Gibson scoring one play later on a 23-yard touchdown turned the close game into a major blowout. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy saying after the game he was happy with the play calls made in those situations, but the team just didn't convert the first downs.
Well, you won't get anywhere if you're thinking about negatives all the time. You know, obviously it was a solid play call. It's a good play design. Their gunner made a good play, came off of it. He put us in a high-low read for Cedric. So it's a play that, you know, if we hit it, obviously we're sitting here plotting. That's the nature of those plays. You can never convert them, obviously, if you don't call them and if you don't believe in them. So I clearly understood the situation when it was called.
Antonio Gibson had 115 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns to lead the way for Washington 41-17 at 4-7. The Washington football team is now in first place in the NFC East. Well, the early game had Deshaun Watson throwing for 318 yards and 4 touchdowns in his first Thanksgiving start, leading the Texans to a 41-25 victory over the Lions. Detroit has now lost its second straight contest, dropping to 4-7. And head coach Matt Patricia is only concerned about getting wins, not his job security.
You know, my focus, every day is on the guys in that locker room, you know, and working as hard as I can to help those guys be successful. So it's really not outside of that. I don't think outside of that. I don't worry outside of that other than just trying to do the best job I can every day, to help everybody be successful and, you know, try to get our team going. So other than that, I mean, you know, we play pretty short-term and pretty focused on task at hand. So that's kind of where we stay with it.
Well, for a complete preview of every NFL game on the slate this week, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. And, oh, you don't want to miss Good Morning Football as Professor Burleson takes us to school as he tells us why we need to keep an eye on Pittsburgh's T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick in the always informative Burleson. That's today from 7 to 10 Eastern. Well, that's it for me. Hope you have a great weekend. And those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.